The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business. By Charles Duhigg. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg is a book that explores the science behind habits and how they shape our lives. The book begins by discussing the neurological basis of habits and how they are formed. It then goes on to explain how habits can be changed and how they can be used to improve our lives. The book also looks at how habits can be used to create successful businesses and how they can be used to influence behavior in the workplace. Finally, the book looks at how habits can be used to create positive social change. The book starts by discussing the neurological basis of habits and how they are formed. It explains that habits are formed through a three-step process: cue, routine, and reward. It then goes on to explain how habits can be changed by identifying the cue and reward and then replacing the routine with a new one. The book also looks at how habits can be used to create successful businesses by understanding how habits can be used to influence customer behavior. The book then looks at how habits can be used to influence behavior in the workplace. It explains how habits can be used to create a positive work environment and how they can be used to motivate employees. It also looks at how habits can be used to create positive social change by understanding how habits can be used to influence public opinion and behavior. Finally, the book looks at how habits can be used to create positive change in our lives by understanding how habits can be used to create positive habits and break negative ones. The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg is an insightful and informative book that explores the science behind habits and how they shape our lives. It explains how habits are formed and how they can be changed. It also looks at how habits can be used to create successful businesses and how they can be used to influence behavior in the workplace. Finally, the book looks at how habits can be used to create positive social change. This book is a must-read for anyone interested in understanding the power of habits and how they can be used to improve our lives. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Habits are formed through a three-step process of cue, routine, and reward. This process is known as the habit loop and is the basis for how habits are formed and changed. Main idea number 2. Habits are powerful because they create neurological cravings, which allow us to establish automatic behaviors that don't require conscious thought. Main idea number 3. Habits can be changed by identifying the routine, experimenting with rewards, and creating a plan to replace the old habit with a new one. Main idea number 4. Habits are formed in part by our environment, and changing the environment can help us form new habits. Main idea number 5. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives, such as improved health, better relationships, and increased productivity. Main idea number 6. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations, such as increased efficiency, better customer service, and improved employee morale. Main idea number 7. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society, such as improved education, better public health, and increased economic growth. Main idea number 8. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed. Main idea number 9. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in groups. Main idea number 10. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in organizations. Main idea number 11. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in society. Main idea number 12. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives, such as improved health, better relationships, and increased productivity. Main idea number 13. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations, such as increased efficiency, better customer service, and improved employee morale. Main idea number 14. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society, such as improved education, better public health, and increased economic growth. Main idea number 15. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed. Main idea number 16. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in groups. Main idea number 17. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in organizations. Main idea number 18. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes, and understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in society. Main idea number 19. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives, such as improved health, better relationships, and increased productivity. Main idea number 20. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations, such as increased efficiency, better customer service, and improved employee morale. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The habit loop is a three-step process that explains how habits are formed and changed. The first step is the cue, which is a trigger that tells your brain to go into automatic mode and which habit to use. This could be a certain time of day, a certain place, or a certain emotion. The second step is the routine, which is the behavior itself. This could be a physical action, a mental action, or an emotional response. The third step is the reward, which is the benefit you get from doing the behavior. This could be a feeling of accomplishment, a sense of satisfaction, or a tangible reward. The habit loop is a powerful tool for understanding how habits are formed and changed. By understanding the habit loop, you can identify the cues and rewards that drive your habits and use them to your advantage. You can also use the habit loop to create new habits or break old ones. By changing the cue, routine, or reward, you can create a new habit or break an old one. The habit loop is an important concept to understand if you want to make lasting changes in your life. By understanding the habit loop, you can identify the cues and rewards that drive your habits and use them to your advantage. You can also use the habit loop to create new habits or break old ones. By changing the cue, routine, or reward, you can create a new habit or break an old one. Main idea number 2. Habits are powerful because they create neurological cravings. These cravings are triggered by a cue, which can be anything from a certain time of day to a certain emotion. Once the cue is recognized, the habit is triggered and the behavior is performed automatically, without conscious thought. This is why habits are so powerful. They allow us to establish behaviors that don't require conscious thought or effort. Charles Duhigg, author of The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, explains that habits are formed when the brain creates a neurological loop. This loop consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. The cue is the trigger that sets off the habit, the routine is the behavior that is performed, and the reward is the benefit that is gained from the behavior. The reward reinforces the behavior, making it more likely to be repeated in the future. By understanding how habits are formed and how they work, we can use them to our advantage. We can create habits that help us reach our goals and make our lives easier. We can also break bad habits and replace them with healthier ones. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to make positive changes in our lives. Main idea number 3. Habits are formed through a process known as the habit loop, which consists of a cue, a routine, and a reward. To change a habit, it is important to identify the cue and the reward that are associated with the routine. Once the cue and reward have been identified, it is possible to experiment with different rewards to see which one is most effective in replacing the old habit. After a suitable reward has been identified, it is important to create a plan to replace the old habit with a new one. This plan should include the cue, the new routine, and the reward. It is also important to be consistent and persistent in following the plan, as it may take some time for the new habit to become ingrained. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides a comprehensive look at the science of habit formation and how it can be used to create lasting change. The book explains how habits are formed and how they can be changed, and provides practical advice on how to identify and replace old habits with new ones. It also provides insight into how habits can be used to improve productivity, health, and overall well-being. By understanding the science of habit formation and applying the strategies outlined in the book, it is possible to create lasting change and improve one's life. Main idea number 4. Habits are formed through a process known as habit looping, which is a 3-step cycle that begins with a cue, followed by a routine, and ending with a reward. The environment plays a key role in this process, as cues can be anything from a certain time of day to a certain place or even a certain emotion. By changing the environment, we can change the cues that trigger our habits, and thus change the habits themselves. For example, if you want to break the habit of smoking, you could change your environment by avoiding places where you usually smoke, or by changing the people you hang out with who also smoke. By changing the environment, you can break the habit loop and create a new habit. The environment can also be used to create new habits. By creating a positive environment that encourages the desired behavior, it can be easier to form new habits. For example, if you want to start exercising, you could create an environment that encourages physical activity, such as joining a gym or finding a workout buddy. By creating an environment that supports the desired behavior, it can be easier to form new habits and stick with them. The environment can be a powerful tool for forming and breaking habits. By changing the environment, we can change the cues that trigger our habits, and thus change the habits themselves. We can also use the environment to create new habits by creating a positive environment that encourages the desired behavior. By understanding how the environment affects our habits, we can use it to our advantage and create the habits we want to have. Main idea number 5. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives. According to Charles Duhigg in his book The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, habits can be used to improve our health, strengthen our relationships, and increase our productivity. By understanding how habits work, we can use them to our advantage. Habits are formed when we repeat certain behaviors over time, and they become automatic. This means that we can use habits to create positive outcomes in our lives without having to think about it. For example, if we want to improve our health, we can create a habit of exercising regularly. If we want to strengthen our relationships, we can create a habit of spending quality time with our loved ones. And if we want to increase our productivity, we can create a habit of setting goals and working towards them. Habits can be powerful tools for creating positive outcomes in our lives. By understanding how habits work and using them to our advantage, we can create positive changes in our lives and achieve our goals. Main idea number 6. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations. By establishing and reinforcing certain habits, organizations can increase efficiency, improve customer service, and boost employee morale. For example, an organization can create a habit of having regular meetings to discuss customer feedback and brainstorm new ideas. This can help the organization stay on top of customer needs and develop innovative solutions. Additionally, an organization can create a habit of recognizing and rewarding employees for their hard work and dedication. This can help to create a positive work environment and motivate employees to continue to strive for excellence. Finally, an organization can create a habit of regularly assessing and evaluating its processes and procedures. This can help to identify areas of improvement and ensure that the organization is running as efficiently as possible. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations. The book explains how habits are formed and how they can be used to create positive change. It also provides practical advice on how to create and maintain habits that will lead to success. By understanding the power of habits, organizations can create a culture of success and ensure that their employees are working towards the same goals. Main idea number 7. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in society. By forming good habits, individuals can improve their education, health, and economic prospects. For example, by forming a habit of studying regularly, students can improve their academic performance. Similarly, by forming a habit of exercising regularly, individuals can improve their physical health. Finally, by forming a habit of saving and investing money, individuals can increase their economic growth. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg explains how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society. Duhigg explains that habits are formed through a three-step process: cue, routine, and reward. He argues that by understanding this process, individuals can create habits that will lead to positive outcomes. For example, by creating a cue that reminds them to study, individuals can form a habit of studying regularly. Similarly, by creating a cue that reminds them to exercise, individuals can form a habit of exercising regularly. Finally, by creating a cue that reminds them to save and invest money, individuals can form a habit of saving and investing money. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society, such as improved education, better public health, and increased economic growth. By understanding the process of habit formation and creating cues that remind individuals to engage in positive behaviors, individuals can form habits that will lead to these positive outcomes. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society. Main idea number 8. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes. On the conscious level, we make decisions about what we want to do and how we want to do it. We set goals and create plans to achieve them. On the unconscious level, we develop mental shortcuts, or habit loops, that allow us to quickly and easily complete tasks without having to think about them. These habit loops are formed through repetition and reinforcement, and they become so ingrained in our minds that we can complete tasks without even thinking about them. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed. By recognizing the cues that trigger our habits, we can begin to modify our behavior and create new habits. We can also use our understanding of habit loops to create positive habits that will help us reach our goals. By understanding the power of habits, we can make lasting changes in our lives and become more successful. Main idea number 9. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes. On an individual level, habits are formed through repetition and reinforcement. When we repeat an action, it becomes easier to do and eventually becomes automatic. Reinforcement is the process of rewarding ourselves for completing a task, which further reinforces the habit. On a collective level, habits are formed through social norms and expectations. We learn from our peers and our environment, and our habits are shaped by the people around us. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in groups. We can use this knowledge to create positive habits in our lives and in our communities. For example, if we want to encourage people to exercise more, we can create a supportive environment that rewards people for exercising and makes it easier to do so. We can also use this knowledge to help people break bad habits, such as smoking or overeating, by creating an environment that discourages these behaviors and provides alternative activities. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and how they can be changed. By understanding the individual and collective processes that shape our habits, we can create positive changes in our lives and in our communities. Main idea number 10. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes. On the conscious level, we make decisions about what we want to do and how we want to do it. We then use our willpower to carry out those decisions. On the unconscious level, our brains create mental shortcuts, or habit loops, that allow us to do things without having to think about them. These habit loops are formed through repetition and reinforcement, and they become automatic over time. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in organizations. By recognizing the habit loops that are already in place, we can identify which behaviors are most likely to be repeated and which ones need to be changed. We can also use our understanding of habit formation to create new habits that will help us achieve our goals. By understanding the power of habits, we can create a culture of success in our organizations. Main idea number 11. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes. On an individual level, habits are formed through repetition and reinforcement. When we repeat an action, it becomes easier to do and eventually becomes automatic. Reinforcement is the process of rewarding ourselves for completing a task, which further reinforces the habit. On a collective level, habits are formed through social norms and expectations. We learn habits from our peers, family, and society, and these habits become ingrained in our behavior. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in society. By understanding the individual and collective processes that form habits, we can identify the triggers that cause us to act in certain ways and create strategies to modify our behavior. We can also use this knowledge to create social norms and expectations that encourage positive habits and discourage negative ones. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and changed. The book examines the science behind habit formation and provides practical strategies for changing habits. It also explores how habits can be used to create positive change in our lives and in society. Main idea number 12. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives. According to Charles Duhigg in his book The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, habits can be used to improve our health, strengthen our relationships, and increase our productivity. By understanding how habits work, we can use them to our advantage. Habits are formed when we repeat certain behaviors over time, and they become automatic. This means that we can use habits to create positive outcomes in our lives without having to think about it. For example, if we want to improve our health, we can create a habit of exercising regularly. If we want to strengthen our relationships, we can create a habit of spending quality time with our loved ones. And if we want to increase our productivity, we can create a habit of setting goals and working towards them. Habits can be powerful tools for creating positive outcomes in our lives. By understanding how habits work and using them to our advantage, we can create positive changes in our lives and achieve our goals. Main idea number 13. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations. By establishing and reinforcing certain habits, organizations can increase efficiency, improve customer service, and boost employee morale. For example, an organization can create a habit of having regular meetings to discuss customer feedback and brainstorm new ideas. This can help the organization stay on top of customer needs and develop innovative solutions. Additionally, an organization can create a habit of recognizing and rewarding employees for their hard work and dedication. This can help to create a positive work environment and motivate employees to continue to do their best. Finally, an organization can create a habit of having regular team-building activities. This can help to foster collaboration and strengthen relationships between employees, leading to better communication and increased productivity. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations. The book explains how habits are formed and how they can be used to create positive change. It also provides practical advice on how to create and maintain habits in an organization. By understanding the power of habits, organizations can create a culture of success and achieve their goals. Main idea number 14. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in society. By forming good habits, individuals can improve their education, health, and economic prospects. For example, by forming a habit of studying regularly, students can improve their academic performance. Similarly, by forming a habit of exercising regularly, individuals can improve their physical health. Finally, by forming a habit of saving and investing money, individuals can increase their economic growth. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg explains how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society. Duhigg explains that habits are formed through a three-step process: cue, routine, and reward. He argues that by understanding this process, individuals can create habits that will lead to positive outcomes. For example, by creating a cue that reminds them to study, individuals can form a habit of studying regularly. Similarly, by creating a cue that reminds them to exercise, individuals can form a habit of exercising regularly. Finally, by creating a cue that reminds them to save and invest money, individuals can form a habit of saving and investing money. Habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society, such as improved education, better public health, and increased economic growth. By understanding the process of habit formation and creating cues that remind individuals to engage in positive behaviors, individuals can form habits that will lead to these positive outcomes. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in society. Main idea number 15. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes. On the conscious level, we make decisions about what we want to do and how we want to do it. We decide to go to the gym, for example, or to start a new diet. On the unconscious level, we develop mental shortcuts, or habit loops, that allow us to do these things without having to think about them. We learn to associate certain cues with certain behaviors, and our brains automatically trigger the behavior when the cue is present. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed. We can use our knowledge of habit loops to create new habits or break old ones. We can identify the cues that trigger our habits and replace them with new cues that trigger new behaviors. We can also use our understanding of habit loops to create systems and structures that make it easier to stick to our goals. By understanding the science of habit formation, we can take control of our lives and create the habits we want to have. Main idea number 16. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes. On an individual level, habits are formed through repetition and reinforcement. When we repeat an action, it becomes easier to do and eventually becomes automatic. Reinforcement is the process of rewarding ourselves for completing a task, which further reinforces the habit. On a collective level, habits are formed through social norms and expectations. We learn from our peers and our environment, and our habits are shaped by the people around us. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in groups. We can use this knowledge to create positive habits in our lives and in our communities. For example, if we want to encourage people to exercise more, we can create a supportive environment that rewards people for exercising and makes it easier to do so. We can also use this knowledge to help people break bad habits, such as smoking or overeating, by creating an environment that discourages these behaviors and provides alternative activities. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and changed. It explains the science behind habit formation and provides practical strategies for creating and breaking habits. By understanding the individual and collective processes that shape our habits, we can use this knowledge to create positive changes in our lives and in our communities. Main idea number 17. Habits are formed through a combination of conscious and unconscious processes. On the conscious level, we make decisions and take actions that lead to the formation of habits. For example, if we decide to go to the gym every day, we are consciously making a decision to form a habit of exercising. On the unconscious level, our brains are constantly learning and adapting to our environment. Through repetition, our brains create neural pathways that become automatic responses to certain stimuli. For example, if we go to the gym every day, our brains will eventually create a neural pathway that leads to the automatic response of going to the gym when we encounter certain stimuli, such as seeing the gym or hearing a certain song. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in organizations. By understanding the conscious and unconscious processes that lead to the formation of habits, organizations can create strategies to encourage the formation of desired habits and discourage the formation of undesired habits. For example, an organization can create incentives for employees to form a habit of arriving to work on time, or create a system of rewards and punishments to discourage employees from forming a habit of arriving late. By understanding the processes that lead to the formation of habits, organizations can create effective strategies to encourage the formation of desired habits and discourage the formation of undesired habits. Main idea number 18. Habits are formed through a combination of individual and collective processes. On an individual level, habits are formed through repetition and reinforcement. When we repeat an action, it becomes easier to do and eventually becomes automatic. Reinforcement is the process of rewarding ourselves for completing a task, which further reinforces the habit. On a collective level, habits are formed through social norms and expectations. We learn habits from our peers, family, and society, and these habits become ingrained in our behavior. Understanding these processes can help us better understand how habits are formed and changed in society. By understanding the individual and collective processes that form habits, we can identify the triggers that cause us to act in certain ways and create strategies to modify our behavior. We can also use this knowledge to create social norms and expectations that encourage positive habits and discourage negative ones. The Power of Habit: Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits are formed and changed. The book examines the science behind habit formation and provides practical strategies for changing habits. It also explores how habits can be used to create positive change in our lives and in society. Main idea number 19. Habits are powerful tools that can be used to create positive outcomes in our lives. According to Charles Duhigg in his book The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business, habits can be used to improve our health, strengthen our relationships, and increase our productivity. By understanding how habits work, we can use them to our advantage. Habits are formed when we repeat certain behaviors over time, and they become automatic. This means that we can use habits to create positive outcomes in our lives without having to think about it. For example, if we want to improve our health, we can create a habit of exercising regularly. If we want to strengthen our relationships, we can create a habit of spending quality time with our loved ones. And if we want to increase our productivity, we can create a habit of setting goals and working towards them. Habits can be powerful tools for creating positive outcomes in our lives. By understanding how habits work and using them to our advantage, we can create positive changes in our lives and achieve our goals. Main idea number 20. Habits can be powerful tools for creating positive outcomes in organizations. By establishing routines and processes that are repeated on a regular basis, organizations can increase efficiency, improve customer service, and boost employee morale. For example, a company might create a habit of holding regular meetings to discuss customer feedback and brainstorm new ideas. This habit can help the company stay on top of customer needs and develop innovative solutions. Additionally, a company might create a habit of recognizing employees for their hard work and accomplishments. This can help to create a positive work environment and motivate employees to continue to strive for excellence. The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg provides an in-depth look at how habits can be used to create positive outcomes in organizations. Duhigg explains how habits are formed and how they can be changed. He also provides practical advice on how to create and maintain habits that will lead to success. By understanding the power of habits, organizations can create a culture of success and ensure that their employees are working towards the same goals. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.